Hello, hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. It is April here from All for HR and Business Solutions. We are a virtual human resource business partner, been in business a little over 10 years, and we are manage and consult with businesses, 2 to 49 employees throughout the country. I want to welcome you to On the Air with All for HR Business Solutions. And happy, happy, happy Talk About It Thursday. Want to know how things are going on with you? Feel free to call in at 563-999-3057. If you have not had a chance, be sure to follow us on Twitter at All for HR, on Instagram at All for HR, and on Tumblr at All for HR. Also, we have a great guest on the show with us today, and Mr. Jeffrey Devereaux will be calling in shortly. A little bit of information about Mr. Devereaux. He is from Southwest Detroit. All righty, folks. So Mr. Devereaux will be joining us shortly. If you want to call in.
No, I'm not happy. Yeah. So this is oral only, correct?
All right, folks, we're gonna get started. Mr. Devereaux will be joining us shortly. Again, I'm gonna tell you a little bit more information about Mr. Devereaux. Mr. Devereaux is from Southwest Detroit. He started GQD Enterprises. He's also co-founder and founder of Detroit Seafood Partners. Done a host of EP volunteers with multiple agencies, Latino Family Services, Third Circuit Court, which he's a peer support specialist for veterans, and the Detroit VA Health Center. He also volunteers with the Detroit Vet Center. He's been on a number of boards, including the Public Art Port Works Detroit, the Think Detroit PAL, and Love Detroit. Mr. Devereaux founded No Veteran Left Behind, which is a nonprofit organization that's dedicated to the success of veterans after they've returned from the service. Welcome to the show. Hi there, Mr. Devereaux. Welcome to the show. So glad you could join us. So I've shared
thank
some
you.
Information about you, and again, thank you for joining us on the show. We talked a little bit about the No Veteran Left Behind nonprofit organization that you started. And so why don't we jump right in, and can you tell us a little bit about how the No Veteran Left Behind nonprofits came into fruition.
Yes, Ms. Halliburton, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
No Veteran Left Behind was founded in 2014 to assist military veterans who may have had some issues in the past, either with mental health issues or physical issues or legal issues or employment, finance, what have you. We're pretty much a referral agency. What we do is I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, we listen to what the military veterans are going through or what their issues are, and then we diligently try to solve whatever issues they have. We've had some great successes and then some failures also, because sometimes it's not as simple as making a few phone calls or making a few trips to the VA help center or the VA admin building. It takes some detective work sometimes, and you know, sometimes we do fall short, but most of the time we are able to assist. And we have some ongoing issues as military veterans, and it can be a 24/7 task.
Okay. And so you started the nonprofit in 2014. And so you said some ways that you did No Veteran Left Behind organization helped not small businesses. I'm so used to saying small businesses. Please forgive me. But help returning veterans is to help them with physical issues, mental issues, with employment, and a host of other aid and support that you offer to veterans, correct?
That's correct. Well, we also do help military veterans with small business issues as well.
Oh, good. Okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. All righty. And so tell me, we're talking a little bit. Tell me some of the challenges, Mr. Devereaux, that the veterans run into with regard to finding employment.
Well, one of the biggest issues, there's a lot more to it. So, but there are oft times some legal issues, felonies, things of that nature. Those are the toughest ones. Fortunately, some really forward-thinking judges started a veterans court, and that's been very helpful for military veterans, especially here in Michigan, 36th District Court, 3rd Circuit Court, 25th and 19th districts, et cetera. Their goal is to make sure that military veterans can get a second chance. And oftentimes that second chance will involve an expungement or something of that nature so they can have a clean record and get back to work. If they don't qualify for that expungement, though, sometimes it can be a hurdle. And of course, all this still goes back to a mental health issue oftentimes. Something that may have happened during battle that will cause you not to make the best decisions when coming home and get caught up in the legal system. So that is one of the largest hurdles. But other than that, right now, the obvious hurdle is folks being laid off because of the pandemic.
Exactly.
So we'll see what happens. Fortunately, there are a few agencies like Employment Link that is a work-from-home program. And anyone listening now who is a military member or military veteran or spouse can go to the website for Employment Link, and I'll give that out before we leave. They can register for employment online or work from home.
I would like to share that link as well, Mr. Devereaux, so thank you for that.
Sure.
So with some things that we've talked about in the past is getting helping veterans to with computer training, right, well, I talked about that, and computer training and helping them to get, suits for interviewing, how to handle the interviewing, and things like that. And so I assume that No Veteran Left Behind offers those that type of support, correct?
Yeah, you know, once a month, No Veteran Left Behind partners with the Detroit VA, more particularly Mark Meadows, the employment coordinator for the Detroit VA, and we do something
mm-hmm.
called Warriors to Work.
Okay.
And Warriors to Work a few times a year. We do it every month, the last Monday of each month, or at least we had been before the, you know, the pandemic. And a few times a month, we do a big clothing drive for the military veterans. Every month, though, we cut hair and do makeovers for the men and women veterans.
Okay.
On that last Monday, and then the Mondays that we don't have clothing, we have referrals for clothing.
Okay.
So.
Excellent. You are keeping busy, Mr. Devereaux. Absolutely.
You more virtually now than anything.
Yeah. Well, I can't even imagine the hurdles and the challenges with the pandemic. So I'm praying that we're gonna get through this as soon as possible. So we'll keep forging forward. Keep forging forward, and hopefully, when everyone starts wearing their mask and practicing social safe distancing, maybe
mm-hmm.
we'll be able to get through this a little better. Unfortunately, it looks like our numbers are raising back up. So I'm constantly
yeah.
saying the same thing. You know, we're not out of the woods yet, folks, not at all. So continue to wear your mask. Those that are not wearing your mask, get a mask. Practice
right.
social safe distance so we can get through this hopefully by Christmas, right?
Well, you know, I think this is the new normal now. I think we should really prepare for this type of thing. This might not be the last one. So I think we should set our society up for those who can't work from home
right.
to be able to do so, and also try to figure out a way for, you know, those who aren't working from home, which is the majority of Americans,
mm-hmm.
To, you know, that the stores, et cetera, are set up in restaurants so that they're safe. I mean, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Schools are you know, going back. The kids, I've seen a lot of these layouts where they'll have the dividers
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature.
Right.
But trying to get a seven-year-old to keep a mask on, good luck. You know, it's just even 17-year-olds to get them to keep a mask on all day in school. I don't envy the instructors because that's now they've added something else onto their plate that they have to deal with.
Yeah,
you
are absolutely right.
It might be, you know, the new way of doing things might be virtually.
Yeah, I struggle myself, Mr. Devereaux, with the decision when it comes to the schooling.
Yes.
I do. I struggle to see which way we're going with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but I'm very hopeful that, you know, there's some way to figure this thing out, because if we keep recycling this virus, and I'm sure it's morphing into something else, that, you know,
yeah.
that's what cells do.
Right.
So, you know, it's
right.
hard to even judge what's happening. So back to our
right.
military veterans, however, and their families, you know, working from home and homeschooling, you know, most military members are used to traveling and being deployed
right.
all over the world. So, you know, we're used to, you know, moving around and trying to get some education at home. So it might not be as tough for a military veteran. And, you know, so that's why I'm going to give you the information for Employment Link Services.
Okay.
And it's let me give you that now.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Okay. The website is www.employmentlink.services.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Employmentlink.services. And it's all just okay. Like it sounds.
Okay.
Or they can call 844-244-4220. That's 844-244-4220. And their CEO is a good friend of mine. We did Warrior Wednesdays together all last year, where we would have military veterans come to our location.
Okay.
We had actually leased the church in the Boston Edison area of Detroit. And the second and fourth Wednesday, we had pretty much a job fair. And also, that was the second Wednesday. And then the fourth Wednesday, it would be for benefits for disabled military veterans to file for their benefits.
Okay.
Right now, and you'll see something on that site about the Warrior Wednesday program. We're going to do it, but we're going to return it to Zoom.
Okay.
So in the future, we're probably going to do a lot more, obviously, on a virtual platform, because we don't want our veterans to kind of get lost out there.
Right.
One of the challenges. Our military veterans who are not as computer savvy as we'd like, or for whatever reason, don't have access to the technology necessary or the internet speed. So, you know, we'll over the months try to work that out as well.
Okay. Okay, so in terms of now, are your facilities are you guys open now or no? For veterans,
A couple of times a week, I am
okay.
seeing clients.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's mostly other business owners, other veteran shop owners. As far as individual clients, there are a few, but we're not just opening up for everybody because it's just not safe.
Exactly.
Actually, we have been doing No Veteran Left Behind Thursdays at the Dearborn Vet Center in Dearborn, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
The vet centers are all closed down for the public.
Okay.
As well as, most of the places where we did our events out of the office – are either practicing a social distancing that doesn't make it conducive to have big events,
right.
Or they're just not open at all.
Exactly.
So 2021 is what we're shooting for
okay.
everything.
Okay. So in terms of now, we talked about the Employment Link website for veterans to go and work from home, which is great, absolutely wonderful. I'm a fan of working from home anyway, so that's absolutely wonderful. So what kinds of things, other things, because I know everything is so limited right now, Mr. Devereaux, with in terms of not with just veterans, just across the board. Companies are hiring, and so I've always emphasized with small businesses that, you know, when looking for good employees, new hires, employees, always look at the Veterans Administration, and because, you know, there are some people there that are, you know, fantastic and looking for, you know, looking for work. So I always encourage mm-hmm. that. So what other things can we be doing now to help our veterans during this troubled time to get, because companies are hiring now. They are hiring.
Oh, by all means. As a matter of fact, I brought up Mark Meadows earlier. Mm-hmm. The VA coordinator, he sends me, actually I'm going to go in and look at his last emails as we speak. He sends me about three or four job hirings each day.
Mm-hmm.
Wait just one second. Yeah, so there. So what I'll do is I'm going to eventually, I'll forward these to you. And
okay.
You probably have somewhere that you can post these jobs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But for instance, let's see, yesterday he sent me a trades helper, records and information management specialist, records and information,
okay.
two of those, women in apprenticeship, a few dishwashers, janitors, landscaping crew leaders, nutrition services, attendants, a few of those, millwright, stand-up forklift driver, environmental service. So since since June 17th,
uh-huh.
they sent me about 50 jobs.
Okay.
So I can make sure you get all these. I've been posting them on the No Veteran Left Behind Facebook page. The only
okay.
issue with that is I had to stop posting them on there because the way Facebook is set up, it'll put a little tab on there that says apply now.
Okay.
And people
yeah.
are sending resumes to me
okay.
or to No Veteran Left Behind. But
okay.
if they read the full description of the job that I posted, it tells you exactly where to send your resume, and it's not to Facebook. It's not to No Veteran Left Behind. Each of those individual companies have their own HR department.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right in the crux of the job posting that I put in there.
Okay.
And for some reason, because Facebook put something on there that says apply here or apply now, people
right.
have been overlooking where you actually send it. So I have 99 resumes.
Okay.
And we just don't have the time or the staff to forward all those resumes to the individual jobs.
Okay,
so,
I got you.
So I had to stop putting those on Facebook. Unfortunately, for the individual, I don't. It's sad that it's set up that way. If they would just, you know, let it be posted and you
mm-hmm.
know not add to it.
Right.
I believe more people would have gotten hired. So they sent these resumes and I posted on there several times. Even now, when I put them on there, I see
mm-hmm.
something that I think that really needs to be looked into, I'll put
okay.
right at the top, please send your resume to the email in this description or whatever. I don't know how I word it, but
right.
made it clear. They still sent the resume to No Veteran Left Behind. So I said, okay, well, obviously you're not reading this. It, you know, it's, you know, kind of shows that you might be missing something at work also. I hate to sound crass, but. You know, if you're not reading that carefully, then you might be slipping up at work. But anywho, I'll forward these to you so you'll like.
Okay.
And there are quite a few veteran intern positions.
Okay.
Because you know, these companies are looking for military veterans because you know
mm-hmm.
that military veterans are already trained, already disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you have to vet a military veteran who was, you know, in battle to make sure they're getting the mental health treatment they need. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's not the lion's share of military veterans. So anyway, yeah, so
I
to answer your question, yeah, people are hiring and there are other alternatives.
Good, 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 good. And so, yeah, so we're talking about again, we have Jeffrey Devereaux on the show with us today. He is founder and executive director of No Veteran Left Behind. It's a nonprofit organization that is committed to helping veterans to, when they return from service, to gain employment, to deal with whatever issues they have, and to become gainfully employed, because that's you know, what we all, you know, need and want. I, again, always emphasize how important it is in the job search for small businesses is that it's not about just taking a job description and just posting it on a job board and waiting on the person that's perfect for the position you have to drop in your lap. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some work. So you have to think out of the box. I tell business owners that you have to think out of, and one of the industries or one of the markets that I believe is very much untapped is with veterans. Mm-hmm. You know, go and submit your job descriptions to the Veterans Administration. Let them know I'm looking for a person to fill this position.
And the best way.
Absolutely.
Excuse me for interrupting you. The best way. If you're trying to get a job at the VA or something of that nature, USAjobs.gov
mm-hmm.
is the way to go there.
Okay.
Always hiring. There's always a multitude of positions in the federal government. Quicken Loans, an hour ago, just did an event.
Yes.
A virtual coffee hour
mm-hmm.
For military veterans. So Quicken Loans is hiring military veterans as we speak.
Excellent.
And there are quite a few agencies. If you're a military veteran looking for work, you can pretty much just Google. You can just write in there who's hiring military veterans.
Okay.
And a bunch of jobs and opportunities will pop up.
Excellent. So Mr. Devereaux is sharing just like some quick things that some a veteran can do in terms of finding employment. Companies are hiring during this time. A lot of people think, oh, they're not, but the unemployment rate is through the roof right about now. So companies mm-hmm. are looking for great employees. Whether they work at home or on site, you know, if it's on site, as long as they are doing what is required of the CDC guidelines and keeping you safe to the best of their abilities, a lot of companies are opening.
Mm-hmm.
I do encourage companies that if you don't have to open up, if you can remain keeping your employees at home, please do so. Because again, as of now, our numbers are rising again, and I my heart just hurts for that. Our governor is doing a fantastic job, and I'm so proud of her and things that she's doing to keep us safe, even against the pushback that she has received.
She has a tough job. All the governors right now,
everyone
it's tough to that fine line of getting your economy back going and
mm-hmm.
and keeping your constituency alive or your
right.
or your state. But back to jobs just for a second. There's a group of job listings here. Now, when you're a military veteran, oftentimes you've been a leader and you've led from 10 to hundreds of men and women.
Uh-huh.
And that shows in salaries. You know, I'm looking at, you hear about Amazon employees and what they're making, et cetera. Amazon has a posting here for an operations manager looking for a military veteran. Mm-hmm. That starts at 85K. It goes from 85K to 214K.
Mm-hmm.
There's a jobintrucks.com looking for military veterans to do their all their CDL,
right.
CDL A jobs, et cetera. They start at 64K to 134K.
Okay.
Okay. Special agents with the FBI started 108K
mm-hmm.
to 233K for military veterans.
Okay.
Rock Ventures are looking for a tour of duty associate military veteran starting at 58K going to 124K. So oftentimes
okay.
when you have a military past and you were a successful leader,
mm-hmm.
you can come out of the gate making six figures. And it's really up to the military veteran to be able to do some searching online.
Right.
And just in 2 minutes, I found those positions that I didn't even put in a salary. Just popped up that way.
Uh-huh.
So I would very much encourage people to, if they are not computer savvy and there is an organization for military veterans who, it's unfortunately, it's not open right now, but there are a couple of agencies that I'll give you later if you're going to post them
uh-huh.
That can train military veterans because all military veterans weren't doing something IT related in the military, or you know they may have not had a course. Or courses in high school or college. Well, you know, depending on what their age group is. But Wayne State University has a program where they train
uh-huh.
military veterans for free to get up to speed with basic computer knowledge. And
okay,
I'll make sure that you have that information.
Okay, good, good, good. So this, again, and the thing is, you know, a lot of veterans are due need assistance, and it's excellent that an organization such as Dole Veteran Left Behind is out here that's doing the great work that you're doing to assist veterans in their success. And the fact, like you said, that a lot of people have to it's not the job market is not, it's very competitive and you have to do the work because it's not mm-hmm. one. Yeah. Oh yeah. And that's on both sides with employees and employers. You have to do the work. It's no longer
yeah.
a time where you can sit and, like I said, and wait for that job, that perfect job to fall in your lap or that perfect employee to fall in your work. So it takes work on both ends. And, again, to have an organization such as No Veteran Left Behind and doing the work that you do, Mr. Jevro, is phenomenal. I know a lot of the work Oh, you are welcome. You are welcome. You are doing some great things.
Can I interrupt you just for a second, please?
Sure.
Because I want to get this in. If there are any military veterans listening who, by chance, are Chapter 31, or and that means they're at least 20% disabled, there are programs through the VA where they will pay for you to go back to school also.
Okay.
The Vocation Rehabilitation or Voc Rehab Program is designed for Chapter 31 military veterans or at least 20% disabled military veterans. Pay for university or trade school or what have you. Also, there is an organization called Soil 2 Service. And it's Soil, S-O-I-L, the number 2, service. And the website is soiltoservice.org. You can be trained if you are a potential or a chef, and that will lead to employment. They have a program. Well, just if you get a chance, go to that website, soiltoservice.org, and it's a possibility that you can even use your Chapter 31 Voc Rehab benefits to apply for that program, the training program, and that leads directly to employment if you're interested in being a chef.
Sounds
it's
good.
A wonderful program.
Sounds good. So, folks, again, we have Jeffrey Devereaux of No Veteran Left Behind. And so tell us some last words that you'd like to leave with the listeners on the show, Mr. Devereaux.
Okay. Oh, and again, I'm sorry. The Soil and Service Program is called DIG, Detroit Institute of Gastronomy. You can also go to the DetroitGastronomy.org. Go to that website, or Soil to Service. Either one will link you to it. But final words are, with what we're going through right now, don't give up. Fortunately, there are some things in place where there's, no evictions right now. Everyone's kind of lenient. So this is the time to really try to focus, get your plan together to be able to work your plan. And, there are organizations like No Veteran Left Behind that can assist. And, of course, Ms. Halliburton, I'll make sure that you have all of our contact information. So if a military veteran needs anything, they can get in touch with us.
Excellent. And tell us your contact information, Mr. Devereaux.
So you can either reach us through, the traditional way by phone 313-595-1262, 313-595-1262. You can reach us through the No Veteran Left Behind website, which is www.noveteranleftbehind.us. That's www.noveteranleftbehind.us. Or Facebook at No Veteran Left Behind.
All right. Mr. Devereaux, it has truly been a pleasure speaking with you after our technical difficulties. But I'm glad
That's
we got
right.
things
it was worth
working.
It.
Oh, thank you. But I truly enjoyed having the show, having you on the show. You are doing some phenomenal things for some phenomenal people that really have a true gem in their corner. And so I thank you for your commitment. And I look forward to working with you and helping with Offer HR Business Solutions, helping you in whatever we can do to help you.
Well, we look forward to it as well. Thank you for having us on. Real quick before we go, that the Wayne State program I was speaking of earlier, I wanted to get that information in. The program is called VEOP. It's the Veteran Educational Opportunity Program. And they're at on the Wayne State campus. But the best way to reach them is 313-577-9710. Again, 313-577-9710. That's VEOP, and it's free for military veterans who qualify.
Perfect. So, guys, thank Mr. Devereaux for throwing us on the show. I will have a blog up in the next couple of days with all of the information that Mr. Devereaux has shared for veterans. So we'll get a blog together and get that circulated. Again, folks, thank you so much for joining us on the air for HR Biz. Remember, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Until next time, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Devereaux. I'll call you shortly.
Thank you, Ms. Halliburton.
Uh-huh.